All right, every Thursday at this time, we take the spotlight off of Tubbs and we put it right on to the sports editor of the Argus Leader. We call it Stu's Views, and today a very special Super Bowl edition of Stu's Views.
Thank you, Craig and Chris, and everyone's talking Super Bowl. We will continue that trend right here on Stu's Views. We will start it now. Good news.
Good news, bad news?
I thought you knew that already, but now you know officially.
Apparently you don't check his Twitter account.
Super Bowl edition of Good News, Bad
good
News.
Good news, bad I saw news. It, Stu, for the record. I saw it.
Thank you, Chris. I'm glad somebody is paying attention to the timeline. Good news, Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning has taken the high road and is dealing with Seattle cornerback Richard Sherman this week, agreeing with Sherman's assessment that he doesn't always throw a perfect spiral. Bad news. Some fear that Manning is taking on too much of the Sherman persona, approaching quarterbacks that failed to reach the Super Bowl this year and asking them, "You mad, bro?"
Oh.
Does not sound like something Peyton Manning would normally do.
No, out of character.
It's all about trash talking.
Good news. Manning has drawn a lot of attention to a certain Nebraska city with his near-constant use of the word Omaha during the quarterback snap count. Bad news. Teammates were upset and confused when they learned that Manning has changed his pre-snap nomenclature for the Super Bowl and will be calling out the words North Platte instead. That is going to throw some people off.
Well, that's not Norfolk, because that could get kind of nutty there during the game.
Good news. Players and coaches survived the Super Bowl media crunch in New York this week without too many major distractions or off-the-field embarrassments. Bad news. Fans were not as lucky, with many threatening to boycott the game if they have to sit through another gripping ESPN feature such as Carl Mecklenburg, how the possibility of a near concussion almost cost me my life. Sometimes they overreach for storylines.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree.
Good news. Weather does not appear to be as bad as many feared heading into the big game.
Oh,
with the forecast calling for 40-degree temperatures, minimal wind, and zero chance of precipitation.
Nice.
Bad news. Bolstered by this act of mercy from Mother Nature, Roger Goodell has expanded the list of contenders for the 2018 Super Bowl to Indianapolis, Minneapolis, New Orleans, and the Yukon Territory.
The road nice to Yukon. This time of year.
That might be pushing it. Good news. You've been invited to a Super Bowl party. Bad news. If it turns out to be a dud, finding an excuse to get out of there will be more challenging than anything the actual players will face on the field.
Been there. Been there. Done that. Almost like the Academy Award. Whoa, I better not go that way.
It's a sensitive area.
The Academy Awards parties.
And you could just say, "Hey, you know what? I think I left that giant bag of cheese doodles in the car. The car is parked just outside of Volga." Good news. CBS analyst Phil Simms pleased Seattle fans this week by predicting that the Seahawks will win Sunday's game over the Broncos. Bad news. Phil Simms, not known for his mental acuity, also predicted that the United States government will be completely operated by robots as early as next spring.
Better than what we got going now, I can tell you that.
At least we're not there if Phil Simms actually do the game this year. We've got Fox. Good news. Seattle's ground game appears to be a strength heading into the game, with Marshawn Lynch using his punishing running style to loosen up opposing defenses.
He is awesome.
Bad news. If any of Lynch's teammates ask him a question during the game, there are concerns that he will leave the stadium early.
Wow. Do not put a mic on him if that happens.
Who would have thought that he would be so gun-shy of the media this week of all weeks?
What are you going to ask him? Skittles? Beast mode? Pretty much it.
Yeah,
the guy says like two words.
Got it covered. Good news.
There's more. Good news, bad news.
Love it.
Yeah, we're still going here.
On Stu's Views right here.
As we mentioned earlier, the Red Hot Chili Peppers will join Bruno Mars as part of a 1-2 punch to liven up the Super Bowl halftime show.
That'll be good. Good, good.
Bad news. Given that the Chili Peppers were known in the early days to wear nothing on stage but a sock on their private parts, this whole thing could make Janet Jackson seem less risque than Andrew Jackson.
Whoa! You know what?
There could be a wardrobe malfunction.
I may need to make sure I'm done with all my halftime stuff before they play.
Yeah, you don't want to...
I don't want to miss that one.
Don't miss it.
Oh, no.
Flea could be...
Plus in that cold weather. Woo!
Lee could be doing something dangerous. Good news. For those who like to wager money on more than just the outcome, there are 48 prop bets available for the Super Bowl this year. from everything to who will win the coin flip to will Percy Harvin get knocked out of the game by an injury. Bad news. Sometimes these prop bets get out of hand, such as the one that asks, how many times will Pam Oliver give Aaron Andrews the choke sign?
Now, I would like to see that one.
Cat fight going.
Oh, yeah. Pulling of hair.
The over and under of that is 2.5. And now this will be our final.
Oh, the last.
I know you're very
good
disappointed.
News, bad news.
The final one. Good news. Casual football fans are looking forward to the TV commercials that capture our imagination each year, with the average cost of a 30-second spot costing around $4 million. Bad news. There will be no TV commercial featuring Sioux Falls attorney Scott Hoy.
Oh, that good one, mister.
There's your walk-off.
There's the walk-off right there.
That would have really sold it for everyone. I don't know if it would have been worth $4 million, but wow. That is Stu's Views, Thursday, January 30th, 2014.
Right. Yeah.